he working?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm going to read from a book that came out in 2019 from Coracle Press, Playbook. And all the pieces in this book, I titled, and all the titles begin with P, in the spirit of play. It's also a book of strategies. Can I ask you not to clap after each piece, if you don't mind, and at the end, if you feel I deserve it, by all means, clap away. Now, I need to see what I'm doing. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm steamed up. Now, my books, I don't collect. I hammer, chisel, sand, destroy, and stitch together again, but I don't write collections. I work by motifs and threading them together. So I don't refer to poems. I don't even like the word poem in the context of my own work because it's inaccurate. Thanks, Paul. Actually, I brought my own, so but I might have enough. I might have enough light here.
Okay.
I might. Sorry, where was I? Yes, so I work by motifs, and I'll explain a bit of that later. Okay, so I'll read a few little pieces from the table. Now, path. A dog came up the steps with a tennis ball in its mouth to shake itself dry. On my way back from the disused lighthouse at the head of the pier, I notice now he's still there and alone and nosing the ball in quick, crafty shifts towards the edge, then grabbing it back in its mouth several times, just in time, until he lets the ball quite deliberately slip over and fall down again into the water. Again, the future conceals. And so our dog is in the water again after the ball. Now, good dog. Okay, let's see. Plot. Concentrating on a single serif on stretched film, collecting at the bottom of sense and dissipating in the fine mist, fiber over time in the cold, on an island, in the sea, among stones, wind, sheep, blood. Sleep now, little baby, and believe. In this strange world you say you live in, that partitions, doors, ceilings, glass, that one walnut, one pebble, one acorn cup, that to feed or nest in trees, to meet other birds and mate, to drink, to rest, to sit on their eggs, to feed on the ground, to feed their young. This is my bird's land, that too, and lay down it. Lay down among the violence of it all, lay down a thread. I'm of an age where I've written a great deal, published a great deal, and you do get at this stage a sense of glut, which is not a comfortable creative feeling. So I asked myself, maybe I should stop. And then, of course, I wrote about that in a piece called Paired. As in pared down, P-A-R-E-D. A can on a table, its label torn beside an apple with a bit gone just here, comma. Red, green, brownish, sugary cardicules. Drop of coffee sliding over a cup's lip, gathering at its base. Quiet. Ripple in the palm leaves. Pot pendant from the spent flower. Burst of adelia, snakes of bindweed, tickle of daisy. Undersplash of sycamore, froth of apple blossom, clustered on purple, white, green wings of tight florets, crisp heaps in corners, leaves and shadows, all that. Stones settled down into feeders underground. Then a feeling growing of water is one of the wonderful things. Light mist on the window, clear sight, weeds of to get my inkling, all chilly woman, mistake, more mistakes but a woman true take that feeling and the feeling growing. Oh God, of having powerless written quite enough at your age now, thank you. Splash, gold colours as they hit surface at force out of the blue, snowberry, dock, metal, hall. Talking to you, listening to, or waiting to, or and or I, if, then, oh. In a short oral presentation, of course, I can't really show you the interconnections. They're written for the reader, really. So all of that is melts away in a short oral presentation. But anyway, this is for poet Lee Harwood. If you don't know him, go to him. He played with Coherence all his life, especially from the middle work to the end. He died a few years ago. And this is in his memory. It's partly in his style. Pass. Or lifted the rock and set it down by the door, drew back the bolt on the gate, set the limestone block on the ground, a slight vibration, that pipe underground, bringing to mind too that pipe underground. Is this for you? Rocks cloud the view, a stream, sky between trees and stones, and the grassy bank. Some mushrooms pushed up cold, damp, pale to pick and eat. An insect on a grass blade lying low, leaves by a window that tickle the glass. Slip your fingertip into an acorn cup, footsteps fading down the lane in the dark. Cut. I was gripping my little silver nail clippers to snip and snap and get ready for the day. Honest, Udne, Uen, Boha, you know how it is. Living is intimately complicated. Move by move, down the stairs, down by the steel rails, dropping a pen in time. Somebody wants to talk to somebody for sure. Somebody clearly echoing around the building, clearly. Dearly, I mean, sorry, typo, dearly, wants to heart on tongue, whine, praise, backstab, squabble. Can we do it the easy way? Threaten, nettle, connive, persuade, impress, postpone, speculate, inspire. Hiss into your face for the way back. Hiss. Hiss into your face for the very heck of it, and echo, echo. Little bits of plaster clinging to little bits of crystalline lattices that fit in the home of the decoration of the world around which oxygen rivers, pass a window, step. Then pocket again this dense speck, the steady voice of realism. Its metallic spring, its blade, its poise, its space, its limit and feel, and take care, or take it. Reaching up to pick an apple from a tree, twigs tickling the skin on the back of the hand, sunlit patches on the arm, pulsing, pulsing body of a wasp, someone hammering something happily in another garden, all day while light lasts, flickers and clips, all day, a dog barking in the yard next door, magpies landing by the cat food, a siren in the distance, now audible, now gone, now back again, but faintly, reaching right up to this fruit through the mottled light at the top, shadowing your still papers, to set it down there once and for all by the pen on your desk and the cup. Pith. A dog came up the steps with a ball in its mouth and shook itself dry. Then he put the ball down carefully on the pier and began to nose it towards the edge, grabbing it back before it fell over into the water. Nobody on the pier seemed to notice it. Nobody seemed to be with it. The dog was absorbed in its game. The day was absorbed in itself. After several little runs like this, combined with quick retrievals, the dog, it was no accident, let the ball roll over and fall down again into the water. Then he jumped in after the ball with a great splash. Different rules, different game, different winners. There are laws and there are accidents, one more powerful than the other. And there may be general laws of accident prediction, not in this case, What in this context does accident mean? So that each drop falling over the history of life laughs as it lands to break on water, dog, bone, stone, interpretation. For whom then is the record made? Who dominate, who persuade, and for how long? And what is the truth? Out there, where, how? An idea came up the steps with another idea in its mouth and shook itself dry. Now. Okay, that's the playbook. Now, a few little bits from Ayres, which is my most recent book, came out from Shearsman this spring. And Ayres, of course, with the motif of music and titles. Great. Fantastic. Love it. Thank you. 10 years younger. So titles like Scales and Do Re Mi and Song and Tradition Year and so on. There's also some motif of winds and storm, wind and breeze and so on. Scales. Crumpled paper napkin with a base pattern of gardening implements. Their names in pale ink. Pale circular coffee stains where a cup was placed repeatedly. 17. Great floppy racemes dangling from every branch, drenched in scent over the surface of a pond dotted with petals, where fish ripples as they land ripple upside down cloud wisps sliding past in warm air. Fixed on a flatbed offset press using hand-drawn positives on translucent plastic, you dip this piece here, then twist that, mix and start. Now, is that a mistake? Pen pauses over paper. Does that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can't hide and then go stealing through the flatten it? Work that mat square until it gets to left to dark, spiky, angular, splotched. It's your birthday again, far, far in the future, and you're ghosting your way back past the temple of the puny penis, church of the scaredy cat art, chapel of the five miserly mistakes, bladder senna, incense dust, scroll fragments, gravy trains, slow flowing traffic through Neil Barak, Barak hyper splashes towering over an arterial avenue, gigantic crystal pyramids of glinting logic in the distance. Just to say hi. Map. There are three pieces entitled Map. Map 1, 2, and 3. Vertebrae, skull bits, dog bones, pig. Our plastic brains, mitten, art, pen, notebooks, desk, heater humming in the dead of winter, and so on down to sip to the beat, the single drop, dot, midair, into the sink top, tea under the window. Rubble adjustments, honey pockets, love shares. Keep a mass grip. You are here. The wind hits the wall holds the wind licks, kisses, bites every crevice, every smooth bit, hard, paws, and hard again. The wall stays put in this, this is its song, this is not the end of anything, this is a song, dark and a glitter of yellow streetlights, an owl's face so designed, they say, as to catch the sound of its prey, its silent ABC flight, to help it, hear it in the dark glass down there, not so much as not to be heard as word, 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 word. I used to think, we all know about the owl's silent flight, that it was so that its prey wouldn't hear it, but actually it's to facilitate the owl's excellent hearing. Listening to its prey roaming out of the glass. And finally, map 3. When my brother died suddenly, I read the two books he had been reading at the time, to finish them for him, from his bedside table. Curiously, or not, I knew both writers, I mean personally, and... And finally, from Ayres, a little sonnet-like piece. I've been mucking around with sonnet-like pieces for a very long time, so I don't care so much about sonnets really at all, but I'm interested in other writers' interest in form, fossilizing in a way. To me, form is a very motile, mobile, usually frame. Trees drop raindrops bigger than previously, though the rain has stopped. Vertical too, look up. Pellets of their cloud love plummet to your moving rooftop to splash into bits on the grass. One hits your face, cold, and the trees laugh you into place, and down the back of your neck, the shadows to the fibrous roots, feeling the impossible happen in the clock long ago. If you don't know the language, then tough look, stand back. And I'll finish from a few bits from a work in prose that has little prose pieces among the lyrical work that I think of referring to myself as first one, note. As a boy at the farm, he played every day with water, what he called his stream. A stretch of rain draining down a hill in a boreen to the side of the house, leading down to the lake and meadows beyond. Its small sounds, pools, falls, smells, light flickerings, sparkling patterns of flow, his child fingers busy with pebbles and grass, and the cool fluid, each inch of difference in it, combined a hypnotic delight. Dark mud soft between toes. Nice. Nice. Narrative. When he returned to the city for the winter, his uncle sent him a card drawing your stream as a diagonal line, thus. Events and perceptions are elastic in time. Shocked, the four-year-old boy found it difficult to believe. His stream was much, much more even in outline, even thus. This was the earliest realization that he remembered. Now, the next little autobiographical piece is called, it's in prose, it's called Mugabu. I'll take a bit of water. This one. Mugabu. My first encounter with Mugabu was at a staff meeting of the village school. He came in and sat down among us at the table. Only a little more ragged than the rest of us, and accepted by all, I thought he was another member of staff. Mugabu, as it turned out, had one word of English, was. When he got excited, he would string a lot of wases together like this. Was. He was speaking English, according to himself. And in a sense, he was. And Ave Bosa was reading the minutes. Indeed, he was reading the minutes from what seemed a blank page, his head tilted to one side and his eyes closed. Suddenly, Mugabu started speaking English. There was a pause, then Ave Bosa, smiling slowly, moving his head a little and resting his eyes gently on Mugabu, began to recite a strange litany. It was the names of all the little villages along the route to the faraway town. This had a powerfully calming effect. Mugabu, it seems, Naomi's child's mind was speeding along the yellow dust track in some jalopy towards town, Gagaloi in his own language. This was his great passion in life. Now, how many times have I used the word was so far here? In other words, how much of this might interest Mugabu? Wherever he is now, I wish him well. Or perhaps, more likely, he's long dead. He had special privileges in his community, coming and going from household to household, compound to compound, never hungry, rarely short of a little change for loose tobacco, which he stuffed into the empty cartridge of a plastic barrel and smoked somehow, or pretended to, riding the buses hither and thither for free to their precipitous journeys over the mountains, and joining the women in the fields and children in just to play, was. And I'll finish now with this from the same book in progress. Here is the news and weather. Pluck a string. Wait. Repeat. Vary. Put a plum on a plate. Get the brushes out. Clear the mind. Pare an apple. Get stuck in. If the source be close, here is the news and weather. A thin slice in time through a rising population. They call it intercultural post-media studies. We seem young. Here is the news and weather. When the sun swells up and burns off oceans and human cultures, if not long, long gone by then, incinerate, and your home planet and histories and languages and talents and pitiful bitternesses vanish with in uncountable myriad intricately beautiful microscopic diatoms. And poetry, of course, fizzles to ash, and its ash is swept forever away. Then, here is the news and weather. And so on that cheery note, I thank you.
You can clap.